are black, 68% Latinos. And in the voting booth, poor people and poor and low wage people now make up 30% of the electorate in every state. And watch this, in battleground states like Wisconsin, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and other states, they make up over 40%. And there's not one of those battleground states, if just 5 to 10% of those who are infrequent voters were to vote, that they could not determine the outcome. Wisconsin, real quickly, the last time 20,000 votes determined the election, over a million poor and low-wage voters didn't vote. North Carolina, last election, 74,000 votes determined the margin of victory in president. Over a million poor and low-wage voters didn't vote. And the number one reason they didn't vote is the political machinery doesn't talk to them, doesn't speak to them, doesn't talk about the policies that will impact their lives.
Okay, so let's take that. Census data from the 2022 election cycle said what you just told me. Low-income Americans, poor and low-wage workers were far less likely to register to vote than Americans with an income of $100,000 or more. They are treated by voiceless in our society, right? There doesn't seem to have historically been a benefit for targeting those people as voters, except you just laid out the benefit. All those tight races and swing states would be won if you had policies, and it does seem like we're starting to see some of those policies that would actually benefit those people. But what would you tell the Harris campaign to be doing right now to say you can actually win some of these voters over?
A lot of what they're doing, but even deeper, because say, for instance, in Pennsylvania, the last election, the margin of victory was 40,000 votes, over 1.2 million or 3 million poor and low-wage voters didn't vote. We're talking about people who care for us medically. We're talking about manufacturer workers that work in a manufacturer place, sleep in their car at night. We're talking about the white lady named Pam that I know who died in a high school parking lot when the lack of Medicaid in North Carolina expansion closed their hospital. So what you should do, these folk, 55 million of them, Alcy, want a living wage of at least $15 an hour, at least. And that's something we should do. It polls very high. They need health care. 80 to 87 million people are without health care or underinsured. They want to see voting rights because voting rights is the equalizer to the money and to all of the dark money. So they want to see the child income tax credit. They want to see the earned income tax credit. They want to see safety nets that allow people not just to fall through the cracks. And so everything we're talking about, not only is it the moral thing to do, but it's the moral thing to do because it's the right thing to do and the economic thing to do. It cost us more to let child poverty exist without fixing it. It cost us more not to pay workers a living wage. It cost us more not for people not to have health care. And again, Ashley, we're talking about, which is the reason why we're reaching out to 15 million poor and low-wage voters through the campaign in a nonpartisan way to talk about issues. We're saying, you're talking about in some states, less than 3%. Every political campaign ought to have some ads and some radio ads and some mailers that say to poor and low-wage folk, if you vote for us and give us a Congress and give us the Senate, this is what will happen, and that can move what is needed to transform these elections.
Let me ask you something, though, because if you took away the identity politics, and people forget, you're with the Poor People's Campaign. Martin Luther King, when he died, when he was assassinated, he was dealing with economic issues, and he was making this point to white people and black people. Your problems are the same. The people to blame are the same. The people keeping you down to provide low wage labor are the same. And so what happens if you break that divide? Can we break it, and what happens if we break it?
Well, what happens if we break it? But let me say this, is how we break. We can still talk about race and have to, but we expand the conversation of race. And we show how those who engage in racialized politics to keep people down, those policies have a collateral damage. When Trump says or Reagan says what he says, it's not only racist toward the black woman, it's also dismissive of tens of millions of white people. So you get dismissed in the racial tropes. You get dismissed in the racial division. If we say no to it, then we can, when poor and low-wage white folk and black folk and brown folk and Asians and Native form together, we become what Celinda Lake said, the most powerful swing vote in the country, Allie. The largest swing vote with the most potential is 30 million voters. 30 million, 57 million of poor low wage voters voted last time, but 30 million didn't. That's the largest potential swing vote in the country that could fundamentally transform who gets elected and the kinds of policies that are implemented after the elections.
Reverend Barber, one day it's going to come out when I'm doing research on you that you're an economist, because we have the best economic conversations. It's always good to see you, sir. Thank you for joining us. William Barber is the president and senior lecturer at Repairers of the Breach. He's the co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign. He's the author of White Poverty, How Exposing Myths About Race and Class Can Reconstruct American Democracy.
DJ Firefly, it's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm starting off this show with Thierry David and the tune Ultrasonic Vibes from Lurie's Six Waves. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Thank you.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Just before that announcement, you heard Nines, spelled N-I-N-3-S, with the tune Inner Light, featuring Francesca Lombardo. Nalepa before that, Nectarine Blossoms from the Flowers. Right now you're listening to Kate Brooks with the tune Delta Waves from the release Prismatics. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the playlist online at wrct.org. That was Prince Josh with the tune Low from Moth. Arjuna Oaks and Sarabi before that with Flavor from Final Days. And Bibio with Potion before that. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Coming up after a short announcement, I'll have Static Sound System with the tune Secret Love from N-Dub Volume 1.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Cypher, I think secret love should stay secret.
WRCT has been serving the radio listening population for over 50 years. We pride ourselves in broadcasting the finest music in the world. We love music, so please, don't start a band.
You just heard Eric Hilton and Natalia Clavier with Trey Sancetta from Corazon Kintsugi. Mitch Rick before that with Monkeys in the Jungle from Under the Surface. And we also had Shinji in that set with Is Anything Resonating from Shinji. Right now you're listening to Moby and BP Bimini with the tune Should Sleep, the Prince Thomas remix. I'm DJ Firefly. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Break on each bow. Swarm.